The following show is closed caption for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
906, Jason has to stop surfing the web in front of me because I can see the screen. I was in the middle of something very important, and Jason, is she a speed skater? Realized she wasn't wearing anything under there and started unzipping. Whoops! At least she caught it when she did. Must have been a draft, I'm guessing, that gave her a little hint. Oops! Russia's Olga Groff just wanted to loosen her tight uniform, but there's nothing underneath there. Anyway, you can find it online. Very funny moment. We have an absolutely packed hour. It's been a long time since we had a state lawmaker, and we have two on in the show today. 10:30, Jim Steinke is joining us. He disagrees with Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald that education reform isn't something that they should move on aggressively in this session. Jim will join us 10:30. In this half hour, and I actually posted this on the Bader blog over the weekend, I need a little preface here. For those of you listening at WHBL Sheboygan, WSAU Wausau, and why we're doing this in this segment, those listeners might know that I do what I call a Green Bay segment from about 8:35 to 9, where I tend to tackle Green Bay issues. It's going to sound as though we're tackling a Green Bay issue in this hour, and it is. I mean, and it's one that I've been talking about and writing about a lot. It is. I. That's absolutely true. However, I think there is a development here that illustrates this is bigger than a Green Bay issue. Since August, I've done a ton of segments on this since August. I have been talking about a proposed Walmart Supercenter in downtown Green Bay on the north end of what is known, for those of you outside the area, as the Broadway District and the old Larson Canning property. It has, from day one virtually, that this became public, Mayor Jim Schmidt has been the number one opponent of it. I have really struggled to understand Jim's opposition. I really have. This will add, I have all of this memorized now, 300 jobs, and yes, it will really add 300 jobs. It's not cannibalization. Tens of millions to the tax base. Walmart wants virtually nothing from the city. And if you've ever dealt, and I have covered city governments for 30 years, the hand's always out. Clean up the property for us. Give it to us for a dollar. Tax incremental financing. In other words, all of the property taxes in that area go into that project for a set number of time. They're not asking for any of that and some other power line stuff that has to be done. They're not asking for that. It will create 300 jobs. It will put millions to the tax base. And they basically don't want anything in return. Yet the mayor doesn't feel that fits in what's known as the Broadway District here in Green Bay, nor do the people who own those shops, and they have been fighting it viciously. Over the weekend, I posted online a letter to the Wisconsin Building Commission members that State Representative John Klinke of the Green Bay area wrote, and I want to read it to you. Members of Wisconsin's Building Commission, this past spring, I was very proud to support Mayor Schmidt in his attempt to expand the Green Bay KI Convention Center. I advocated for and voted in favor of the $2 million for the city of Green Bay for that purpose. However, in light of the situation surrounding the development proposal of Walmart in downtown Green Bay, I believe I may have to rethink my support. I formally would like to ask the Building Commission to reconsider granting $2 million to the city of Green Bay for the KI Convention Center. I have always believed that people who can help themselves should help themselves. Blocking this expansion of Walmart that would help serve the poor is a way that the city of Green Bay is not helping itself. By blocking the expansion of Walmart, who's willing to pay millions of dollars in environmental remediation, I believe that the city of Green Bay is harming themselves. It is my request that we reconsider this $2 million expansion to the KI Center. Joining us now in the studio is State Representative John Klinke. John, good morning.
Good morning, Jerry. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thanks for coming. Why are you writing this letter?
Well, I'm writing the letter because I know that we have precious few resources as a country and as a state. And so as a lawmaker, and especially on the Joint Finance Committee, I'm constantly put in a position for having to help make those allocations or make recommendations. one of the criteria, I think, should be, are the people who are asking you for money, should they be people who are also helping themselves? And to the extent they help themselves, you know, we all want to help either the poor or cities or municipalities. So to the extent that someone won't help themselves, you have to rethink whether you think your resources are adequately spent.
This is why I think this is more than a Green Bay issue, because on the state level, you're asked for this stuff all the time. This time it's Green Bay. Milwaukee also has its hand out. This is why, you know, if you're listening in Wausau, if you're listening in Sheboygan, your communities do this too. And you're probably the first lawmaker that I've ever heard that said, well, okay, you know, this. Okay, let's take the CAG Convention Center. Green Bay needs more convention space downtown. Mm-hmm. I don't think anyone disputes that. But they came out with their hand to mm-hmm. the state. And your point is, if any community, Green Bay, Wausau, Sheboygan, Manitowoc, I don't care where you're listening, you have to show that you're not going to say no to opportunities that help you grow on your own without any coherent reason.
That's exactly right. Well, for example, at the Joint Finance Committee in the legislature, where I was being told to help transit for the poor, to help people that are poor get better access to low-cost groceries or general merchandise. Well, here you have a store really on the north end of the Broadway District, so it's not in an area that's going to hurt the look. It becomes an anchor that allows you to serve those poor, the urban areas, low-cost groceries, low-cost general merchandise, in a way that doesn't make you then have to increase your spending for transit for those folks. So there's really a lot of opportunity and good that Walmart in that location can do to solve multiple problems.
And you point that out in your letter, that it would help the poor. And that's the elephant in the room that Jim Schmidt and the other opponents are just trying to pretend isn't there. They want to talk about the specialty shops on Broadway and how it doesn't fit. And you are absolutely right. And I've been saying this from day one, that it's so far north on that district, I don't think it affects that. Right. But also the tax base and the hundreds of jobs, that's huge.
Well, apparently, and I haven't seen the petition, there's a petition that 65 people have signed against Walmart. Why don't we let 250 to 300 people have job applications, get accepted to those jobs, and then tell them, well, by the way, we're not going to hire you now because we've decided not to put the development in. I mean, the reality is the millions of dollars that come into the tax base that help the whole community, the 250 to 300 people that will have jobs that will be able to then spend their money in the community and get on the, as Paul Ryan said, the ladder of hope, the dignity of work is outstanding here.
Talking with State Representative John Klinge, by the way, that's a great point. It's very relevant. Okay, what are the chances of the Building Commission? Have they received this letter yet? What happens from here?
Well, that was a draft, and I was circulating it among my colleagues on Joint Finance, mostly because, you know, now that we've given $2 million for the KI Center, you can bet the next budget there'll be Wausau and Sheboygan and La Crosse and Milwaukee.
Yep.
And we've got to develop criteria then for how do you allocate the resources. And it seems to me that one of the first criteria should be, what is the community doing to help itself? And so this letter was to get my colleagues thinking about what are we going to do when we're faced with this issue in the next biennium.
Do you anticipate this actually being reconsidered, or would you hope that it would be?
I would hope that it would be. I know the Building Commission already approved the $2 million.
Has it been allocated?
It has not been allocated. And, of course, the Joint Finance Committee had asked the governor to reduce the amount of bonding the state would do for building issues in the upcoming biennium. The governor vetoed most of that out. So, you know, if the governor chooses, he has the statutory authority. But, you know, the governor, he has gone to northern Wisconsin for 5 jobs. He's gone all over the place to promote growth. I mean, here's an opportunity where the mayor continually asked our governor for his assistance. The governor responded in a positive way. I think it's important that the mayor recognize he has a responsibility to help the governor and all the municipalities, not just Mayor Schmidt, but
right.
All of the municipalities across the state of Wisconsin have a responsibility to help with the economic growth in our state.
I think that's exactly right, and we have to wrap this up because we're going to have the mayor on in 5 minutes. As you said, you know, you would hope this one would get overturned. If Walmart doesn't happen in the future, then should the grant window for these types of money to Green Bay, in your opinion, be closed? That's a tough question,
well,
I know.
It's a tough question because certain communities, if they're doing the things that they need to do to improve themselves, then clearly the state benefits from having those things happen. So, I mean, it really becomes a case-by-case basis.
Right, but then they're going to have to show you something.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, if Walmart doesn't happen, and they don't, and by the way, there have been other positive developments in downtown Green Bay.
Absolutely.
But if they don't show you something, but you're, you know, bottom line, you think this should be a criteria that the Building Commission hasn't considered that they should.
I agree, yes.
State Representative John Klenke, really appreciate you coming in. Mayor Jim Schmidt, in 5 minutes, it's 9:17.
The Jerry Bader Show.